אנחנו קוראים מספר תלמוד 10
הספירות. We're reading from the study of 10 ספירות, volume 3, part 10, page Tatat Samahei, item 1, the first Ibur of Zeranpin. We have no English text for this one.
Okay, let's read. It's clear to us, yeah, that it's the 10th part, the first Ibul of Zeranpin. And you say there are many more Ibuls, because every renewal is an Ibul. As we read now in Zohar, that every new degree is starting from Ibul. Like there was nothing. And us too feel that everything disappears. What we had before, and now we have something new. Maybe something new starts, but first we feel like everything is lost. So what's he saying in the first letter?
Tenth part, the first Ibul of Zeranpin. Item 1. At this time, when it came to corrected, after Abavima were corrected, the correction happened through the impregnation, the Ibu, and the lights of the six points of Zeranpin enter, and the secret of the Ibu of the entrails of his mother. And these corrections came as they went down to Bria and were corrected there.
Okay, let's listen to what Rabash tells us about how he learns Tas.
Therefore, there are two Ibuls here. The first Ibul is called the correction of Galgalta in Naim, that exists in Bestol and also in Gadlut. Then there's the second Ibul to correct the vessels of reception of Achap, of the Achoraim. This is called Gadlut, by which you can receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. Clear? The first Ibul are the Kilim of Katnut. Therefore, they are they're Galgat Enayim, so therefore bestow. And therefore, they can already receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. And this, then he says,
up to here, okay? Not understood? Again. Can we listen to it again? I'm sorry, I don't have it here available to me.
Therefore, there are two Ibulim here. The first Ibul is called that the Kilim of Galgat Einayim were corrected, the Kilim of Bistol, and therefore they're Kilim in Katnut. And then there's another Ibul, the second Ibul, to correct the Kilim of Reception, the Kilim of Achap, the Kilim of Achoraim. That's already called Gadlut. And why? Because by them you could already receive the light of Chochmah in order to bestow. Clear? The first Ibul is the Kilim of Galgalta Einayim, the vessels of bestow. And the second Ibul are for Kilim of the Achap. I'm not talking now about Mochin. I'm talking about the Kilim.
Is that okay? What's not understood? If you don't understand his pronunciation, it's difficult at first. He stutters a bit and talks with one letter instead of the other, yeah, but if he said Ibu Bes instead of Pet. Let's continue. We'll continue.
He says, when the time for Zon to come to be corrected, after Abba Ve'ima were corrected, there was a need for the correction by Ibu. Meaning, the lights entered, meaning the Rishimot, of the six points of Zeranpin, and the secret of the Ibul in the entrails of his mother. from the Rishimot is adding. And there, and his mother's innards, the prina of the kilim that shattered and came down to Briah are clarified also in the his mother's innards and were corrected there by it being written there. We learned.
Questions. So he read what was written in Tas at the time the Tzon came to be corrected after Avanima were established. He needs to come the correction by Ibu or Zehanpin in Avanima. And then they entered the lights of the Rishimot of the five lights of Zehanpin. Zehanpin is Vav, Vak, in Yesod of Ibu, in Mother's Womb. And there, in Ima, he came to be the Rishimot, also in the Kilim, that fell to the Briah and were established there. It was all established in the womb of the mother, Bina. So the Rishimot rise to Bina in order to be corrected there. And then Zerampin is born.
There's a first Ibur and a second Ibur in order to receive, in order to bestow.
I don't know, he didn't speak about that at all until now, so we don't ask about it. No. Give me all these signs. We are talking about what's written. That's what we're asking about. Yes.
Just to find myself, which Zerampin is he talking about?
World of Atzilut.
Zerampin of the world of Atzilut, that what? What's happening now with it?
It's come time to correct Zerampin, and that's why it's Rishim Mot rising to Aban Ima that are the upper of Zerampin, and there they are discerned from the Ima, and the Ima begets the Potsuf called Zerampin.
Meaning it needs to correct it or instilled there? There's a two.
I don't know. Why can't you learn the way that we're learning? What he writes about, he writes about. In the meantime, that's it. You want to go from one sentence to understand everything. That's not the way we learn. Alright. Let's continue. We will listen further. He's going to...
When Zon came to look, after it was corrected in Abavima, yes, what does the mean? What's the meaning of time? After all, we learned that in spirituality, above place, above space and time. If so, what does a time mean? Answer. You already knew about from the previous sections that the manner of spiritual time, meaning beginning and then later, which is mentioned in the emergence of the upper lights, time is called the beginning and then. And all that have a beginning and then later is called time. But when he says this, in the emergence of the upper lights, meaning the meaning of the beginning of a moment, and then the second second, there's something new, then. But this means cause and consequence. And this is known that every cause is, first of all, for its consequence. Why? Being the cause of the consequence that it is going to be caused by. Hence, the consequence can be revealed to another, and the cause is therefore considered the reason that it first in the beginning, and the consequence is considered later. So what is he asking and what is he answering? He asks, what's the meaning at the time that will come? Time? Well, after all, there's no time in spirituality. Spirituality is above place, out of space, above time. This thing is above place, above time. Our intellect is not capable of attaining that. How could such a thing be that there's no place for it? Our brain cannot grasp that. And how could it be there's something that there's no time in it? This before that, 1 second. But if he decided, and then... So he says, we understand our crimes with our mind, and we need to believe that that's how it is. Why? It's because it's the truth. Where time extends with us stems from the upper roots. What was there before and now after, without the concept of time, even though we don't understand this, becomes time for us. Therefore, it's called time. But the deed is called in the consequence. But we can't attain that. What does it mean that he's spending time for them? Do you understand that this is very hard to understand this? And this is what he says. At that time, to be corrected, after Al-Khan Pim was corrected, if we're in the spirituality, what is called time in the consequence, then he says that Al-Khan Pim is the reason for Zon. Therefore, it's called in the time. After it was corrected, then it can correct the lower one too. Because they are Abba Ve'ima, correcting and emanating them, Zon, by their couplings. Zivug, we just need to remember, is called Zivug Avaka. And the fact that he continues and he extends the light by the Ol Chozer, this is called Zivug Avaka. And it says, at the time to correct, after Abba Ve'ima was corrected, because Abba Ve'ima are the reason for Zon, because they correct and emanate it by their Zivugim, as it was mentioned, how to receive this. He explains to us why. After Abba Ve'ima do Zivug, how the cause is consequence. He explains to us that Achap of Abba Ve'ima, which are their Achuraim, which are Kelim that cannot illuminate due to the second restriction, that were nullified from the lights, and the Kelim came down from the Rosh to the Guf with the assistance of the Kelim. With what? The Kelim of Achap, the Kelim of Achuraim of Abba Ve'ima. They fell to the place of Zon, meaning that they were connected and became Galgalta in Enayim for Zon of the degree, of one degree. Who was there in place of Zon during the shattering, where we say that the posterior of Abba Ve'ima, which went down, you studied part 7 in Pticha. Because at the time where Malchut of Chagat, let's say, broke, the Achuraim of Abba Ve'ima are called Kelim of Achap. Upon their Zivug, Malchut emerged to Chagat. The Kelim with the Reshimot came downwards in place of Chagat, of Dachgat. That place. And then, the Rishimot were also included. These Rishimot of Zon, also these Kilim below, that if Zon was in place of Dachgat, and they went there. We learned a new thing. Through canceling the Ahuraim of Abba V'Ima, we learned this there. Prior to that, there was Katnut. What is Katnut we spoke of before? Tzimtzum Bet. We need to remember that if we're talking about Kilim, what was the order? The first Rosh is called Keter, and it only had Galgalta and Dinaim. Achap emerges to outside of the degree, and these Achap, upon them, emerged Rosh of Abba V'Ima. And then the Achap of Abba V'Ima are there now, and fell into the Rosh of Abba V'Ima. And Abba V'Ima emerged, and the second restriction of Galgalta Einayim, the Achap go down there in the place of the seven lower ones. Meaning that from Abba V'Ima, seven lower ones emerged from. As only, so the lower Dalet had more than Galgalta Einayim. It turns out that Achap of Abba V'Ima are in Galgata V'Naim of Zon. And the Achap of Zon are in Bia. This is called Katnut. It turns out that the Achap of the upper, inside of Galgata V'Naim of the lower, only later there was a Zivug of Absag, as we learn, and Gadlut emerges. Then the Achap of the Keter, which rose to Keter, and the Achap of Abba V'Ima, which rose to Abba V'Ima, and the Achap of Bia, which were in Bia, also we had them connect with the seven kings, and they need something to be eat and shattered. Then it returns once again to the second restriction. He says that after this light in the second restriction is called, in the words of the Ari, a new light that breached the Parsa, it canceled, returned to the second restriction, returned to its place, and it turns out that the Achap of the upper are placed on the Galgalta Einayim of the lower one. Hence, what Abba V'Ima knew, that they had Galgalta V'Naim, they wanted the Zon, and this is what he calls in time. And it turns out that there was an ascent together with Abba V'Ima, and where was he corrected? Their time has come. And by coming there, Achap there, they correct the Zon. This is what he calls time. Is this clear? Let's see from below about the past. What did we study there? That the Achap of Abba V'Ima, which is in the Achoraim, that were cancelled from at the time of the shattering of the vessels, there the posterior of Abba V'Ima, Achap of Abba V'Ima, they fell to the place of Zon, whose meaning is that they connected and become the Galgalta in the Einayim of Zon to one degree. Here they're in Rishimo without any differences between them, meaning that there is no more than what the lower one has, and this is why they're adhered to each other. Achap of Abba Ve'ima with Galgata Ve'ima of Zon. It turns out that after they corrected Abba Ve'ima, and it was in the Galut of Agad, what is Galut? Meaning that after they raised their Achoraim and the Achap was brought back to their degree here, then the Galgata Einaim of Zon also rose with their Achap to the place of Abba Ve'ima. Why? Since they were adhered with them, as mentioned, and therefore these Zivugim of Abba Ve'ima themselves, which they attained Gadlut with, are beneficial to the Galgata Einaim of Zon. In such a manner, they grow and are corrected by Abba Ve'ima. Since prior to being corrected with Abba Ve'ima themselves, there was no time for this correction of Zon. We're saying at the time of the coming of Zon, they'll be corrected. When was that? After Abba Ve'ima was corrected. Clear? At first it is cleared, meaning that all the corrections in the places of Atzilut, it would be easy if it's in your hands. Galgata in Enayim rose to Garav Nikudim, and then you have Parsad below. He wants here to explain what his mother's innards is in spirituality. What is the role of this place? What is it when it says the entrails of his mother? The Rav says, because there they were clarified, except for the Shivo. Several of the shattered things. And he explains the innards of his mother's, meaning the matter of Tabu and below of hers, which are the four Sfirot, Tanhim of Ima, and their essence is the middle line, which is Tiferet and Yesod. And this place, meaning from Tabur to Yesod, is called the mother entrails or her belly. What is this meaning? And I understand this. Because the Malchut that's in Betis, and in spirituality, what is the meaning that there is a place which is a little above, a little lower? What exactly is that place that's called the innards of his mother? He interprets that it is the four Sfirot Tanhim. Why? So we need here to understand two things. One, what are ktzavot, tips? And what is the middle line? And what is this place exactly? The thing we learn this from there. Example. Generally, we learn that three partners are in men. His father, his mother, and the creator. The father gives him the whiteness and the newborn, the mother gives the redness in the child, and says the Gemara, the creator gives the soul. It is known in the words of the Rav that that the kelim of the sparks etc. The Rav says about the eight kings that every king has one Havaya. It turns out that 8 times 4 is 32. In each Pchina, 10 are included. That is 320 Pchinot. We learn that the sparks, which are 320 sparks, that are together with the Kelim of Bia. He stands there because by the shattering, everyone was intermingled. You don't have a spark that's above Bia that will be included in the rest. And when you raise these sparks from Bia, Abba gives the wideness. What is that they're given the whiteness? He whitens them. And when it says that you will have, when I bring them to become white, what is meaning to whiten them? And what is black that needs to be whitened?
That's it. Alright, that's a little bit, 20 minutes more or less of the lesson. What's your impression? Would you like to learn in this way or not? What does it give you? Yeah. Yes, Danny.
It puts a certain atmosphere that you can go deeper with your intentions, also bring some of the things that rose internally during the morning lesson, ignite them. There was one time when we studied with him and there was a lot of text from the book. This time there wasn't as much.
Yeah, it's entering the section, so he talks a lot.
So back then when there was a lot of reading from the book and you could read the book and hear him, it was more powerful for me. When I saw the book and he's reading and you're reading, this time it was like reading on the screen, and on the screen I lose my focus.
Good. More? There's another one here. Yep.
I felt that Rabash is awakening questions and doubts, and it's like he's giving many points for thought without answers. Time, space, things that are hard for us to understand. I felt like it was good.
Good. He talks to people who have already heard it about these things. He just reminds them along the way.
Everything has two sides compared to what Danny said. It was very clear to me where Rabash gave those explanations. I managed to really hear him well, because we also know the manner of the study, and thanks to you we have all the preparation for these matters. It entered, it sits, it's really great.
Smooth. Yeah, okay.
When you hear Rabash, it puts a lot of internality into there. You really feel a lot. You really feel this greater internal pour. The words are much stronger.
Then I'm happy to hear that. Anything opposing this?
You are our Rav here. It's much closer for me to hear you and you comment on these things from the book. It's closer to me.
Alright, I hear it.
What?
More?
Can.
Yes.
An effort is necessary because he talks slowly. And the brain kind of runs forward. You have to slow down, enter, think a few words, a few times about that word.
Yeah, too. Every teacher has their own style.
If we could do another request to put the slides with numbers, if there's a question, we can ask which slide that was on that he talked about.
I don't understand.
For each one of those slides that we were watching, have the words of Rabash to put a number.
Yeah, and?
For there to be a number there, 1, 2, 3. And then we could, I say, I saw on this slide he said this or that, and ask you.
Yeah, that's true. We need some kind of signs there. Alright, so we can learn. And we'll see how we can combine it with our study. We can. Yes.
Rav, when I hear you, I know what's important to you. I'm trying to memorize it. It's important for you to connect. Or if it's the world clean now, if I can ask, what is important for Rabash if I want to connect to his words in a more deeper way?
I don't think that you'll see a big change from what you'll hear from him and what you'll hear from me. But still a bit more to connect with the upper, the creator. That's what needs to adding us strength. Not that we need to throw aside our other things and just listen to that. But an hour or two in a week, it's recommended. And that's the way we'll study. There's not that much material that's recorded like that in a voice recording. I don't know how many we have. Let's say 1,000 hours. Not a lot. Okay, we are approaching the meal, and Tish, and Danny.
Shabbat Shalom.